Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Team. The 2022 team left a lot to be desired. Last year, at 25 years old, he gets 39 saves. And I did not think the team was good at all last year. They were hanging by a thread to being competitive, in my estimation.
Yeah.
He's going to be 25 this year, 26. This is the year I think we see a breakthrough. He was an all-star last year.
Did he get the win in the all-star game, too?
Yes.
He got the win, right?
Yes. I think this is the year we see him pop through. Brian Wilson was 27 years old when he popped through. Mariano Rivera was 27 years old when he popped through. Trevor Hoffman was 27 years old when he popped through. Now, it's a younger era where guys come in early, but this to me is a monster year. And I'm going to ask you right now, if you were to project how many saves you think Camilo Duvall has this year, if this is, let's say, an 85 to 90 win team, how many do you think he has to have?
I think he gets 45. 50 is a lot. But I think last year, I think we were having a discussion. I brought this up midway through the year because that first year, you were crazy about Camilo Duvall. And I was like, huh. And did he went to the minors, got lost, came back up, and they sent him back down. Mm-hmm. But when he came back up, he shoved. And I was like, wait a minute, why are you bringing this kid back down? Remember that late 2020? I think it was a Rockies game. May have been at Coors Field. He came in and shoved. They sent him back to Sacramento. I'm thinking, I'm just saying that came back to Sacramento. Wait a minute. This guy looks completely different.
Yeah.
And then he came back up and he came out to the song by Lecrae, coming out hot.
Yeah.
Coming out hot.
Yeah, that's right.
Coming in hot. And I was like, oh, this is big league. Last year we had the conversation. I said to you, Shasky, I said, I believe when it's all said and done, he'll be the most prolific and most dominating closer in San Francisco Giants baseball history. The best that we've ever seen come in the ninth inning. And that's, in our lifetime, we've seen Rod Beck.
Mm-hmm.
We saw Steve Bayrosian. We saw Rob Nid. We saw Brian Wilson. We saw Romo for a season. We saw Casilla
even
for a season.
Even Santiago Casilla was solid. Yeah, I think we've forgotten.
I think Camilo Duvall could be better than all of them. All those guys. And it's saying a lot.
It is.
Rod, especially Rob Nid. When you look at Rob Nid.
Does he have the best stuff of those guys? Rob Nid, I thought, had the best stuff.
Rob Nid. I mean,
his stuff was, you're throwing
nasty.
A 93-mile-an-hour slider.
What about the split? Did he have a split?
Yeah,
what was that thing that just dove down? Maybe
the toe tap. Everything about him is filthy.
I mean, 2000, Rob Nid.
Give it to me.
1998, he saves 40 games.
Okay.
All right. 1989, he saves 37.
So 98, they traded from the Marlins. They got him. And Rod. Yep. So did Rod Beck go to the Cubs?
Rod Beck was thinking of going to the Cubs.
Okay. He might have had 50 with the Cubs. Maybe that's where I got screwed up. Keep going.
But then you get Rob Nid in 2000, 41 saves. Rob Nid, 01, 45 saves. Rob Nid, 02, 43 saves. I mean, he put on a run.
He was incredible.
That five-year stretch.
He was incredible.
I mean, and he gave his He gave his rotator cuff to the Giants in that World Series.
Totally.
He was pitching on fumes. Now, Brian Wilson was the most charismatic closer we've ever had.
The whole X. But he was a heart attack. He would go 3-2 on everyone.
I mean, I'll never forget his scouting report.
He was a one-pitch guy.
Game 6, Philadelphia. Tim McCarver, Joe Buck on the call. And I'll never forget the graphic when he's warming up. And it said, plus fastball. And the second part was, pitches on guts.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking, I watched that last inning at La Rocca's Corner. Because I was working at Cobb's Comedy Club.
Oh, you and Roddy?
Roddy. I don't even know if Roddy was there that day. It was on a Saturday. That game was on a Saturday. I'll never forget. Cobb's Comedy Club.
But the LaRocca's crowd can be an interesting one.
It could be an interesting
one. Let's just put it that way.
Dude.
And, shout out Tim Coyne.
And like, I just remember him coming into that game and he said, he pitches on guts. And I'm thinking, well, this ain't going to end well. You can't beat the Phillies on guts. And no. You know what? He struck Ryan Howard out on guts.
Ryan Howard still hasn't been seen since.
I know.
So let me ask you this right now. Through this point in his career, of all those guys you referenced, who are you giving the ball to close out a game? Rod Beck? Bedrosian, throw him off to the side, okay? Rod Beck, Rob Nen, Brian Wilson, Camilo Duvall.
I got to give it to Rob Nen right now.
I think so, too.
But number two? Shooter was hairy, man. Shooter gave us some heart attacks, too.
Rob Breck was... The base is loaded at home.
Oh, against the Dodgers?
One of the greatest moments with the dirt blowing everywhere. How'd he get out
of that?
One of the greatest moments. Also, if you're playing strikeouts in the driveway or in the backyard, probably one of the greatest pitching motions of all time. I might have to do it right now.
Shooter?
I do it at Little League practice.
The arms just dangling?
It's the staring.
The arms dangling.
Yes. God, what an era.
Well, Camilo Duvall has a chance to be better than all of them. I truly believe that. By the
Plus,
way, you're listening.
Plus, he had
listening.
The Fu Manchu.
Yeah, he did have the Fu Manchu. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, in HV1 San Francisco. And don't forget, you can also watch us every single day on our YouTube and Twitch streams. Just log on and search 95.7 The Game. Be sure to like and subscribe to the channel while you are there. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. And you can also download the Odyssey app directly from our YouTube and Twitch pages as we have added the QR code on both pages. Yes, there's a QR code on our YouTube page. That's pretty cool. And shout out to the Comcast Business Text Line. All right, I'll ask you this. Is this the year the Giants finally get a guy in that lineup who pops 30 home runs? Is this the year?
I think it is. I think it is.
And you know what?
I think it's Soler.
I don't even know if it's going to come for Soler. I can see Matt Chapman hitting 30.
I mean, that would be a monster.
Look, it would be a monster year.
Look, I'm rooting for a career year for Matt Chapman. Because I think if he has a career year, that means he's driving in a lot of runs. That means guys around him are getting on base. Mm-hmm. And so that's a big deal to me. And I think, for me, RBIs is still a stat that I look to. Because like driving in runs means you're clutch. That means when guys get on, you're hitting for a high percentage, or you're doing what you need to do and moving runners over and sacrificing yourself. I'm a huge RBI guy. I know that like the advanced analytics.
It means something to me.
Put the ball in play and get guys over, right?
It means something to
me. It does. And so more than on-base percentage, more than batting percentage, more than OPS even, I think RBIs are very important. This is a team that struggled to support, you know, someone like Logan Webb. Look at his run support. It was very Matt Cain-like, as you reference Matt Cain. How many times did Matt Cain lose a 2-1 game to the Padres, for crying out loud? So I'm looking at him. The other thing is, and I'm looking at this, I'm saying, could they have a 300 hitter, in a legit 300 hitter, not a 60-game 300 hitter, in Jung-Hoo Lee? Because that, to me, would be very big, too. That's a table setter at the top of the order.
I'm excited for this Jung-Hoo Lee kid.
I really am.
Yeah, I think he's going to hit with the fan base.
I do, too.
I think he's going to
have... I got a Pomeranian.
Dude, he's going to hit. He's going to vibe with this fan base. But I'm just looking at Chapman here. He had 36 home runs in 2019. I know that was a long time ago. But in just 2022 and 2021, his last season with the A's, 27 home runs, 72 RBI, batted .210.
Yeah, it was not a great year hitting-wise.
2022, batted .230, but he had 26 home runs and 76 RBIs. Last year, he batted .240. Now, we hear the finger injury, and look, he's a lifetime .240 hitter. Can I just get .250? Can I get 25 jacks? Can I get 80 RBIs?
I thought you were going to ask me something different. Like, what does this team remind you of?
It doesn't remind me of nothing yet. I want to see him on the field. But it kind of has a 97 feel to it.
Why are you saying that? Because I was thinking the same thing.
Because 97, obviously the strike year happened.
Yeah.
They sucked in 95.
It halted everything.
96, they were awful. And really, Giants baseball was down bad.
Yeah, it was.
They were down bad. They're obviously working out a new stadium with Oracle Park, but they had nobody. Did they make the trade for Jeff Kent? A cheap Fed favorite, Matt Williams, who, by the way, is back in uniform.
It devastated me.
Devastated me.
Was it Jim Poole and Julian Tavares on that trade?
Julian Tavares and Jeff Kent.
And Jim Poole, right?
Jim Poole. With the glasses,
yes.
Right? No, that's
or
I'm
was it Jose Vizcaino? Or was that another Indian trade? Or
I think it was Vizcaino, Jeff Kent, and maybe Poole. And then Daryl Hamilton came over for the Brewers.
First ever interleague hit, yes.
Yeah. But then you get Glenn Allen Hill. First interleague home run.
From Santa Cruz, California.
Yep. First interleague home run down at Texas Stadium.
Look at us.
Against the Rangers.
Look at us.
Interleague play. And so to me, I remember they started like 13-3. And SportsCenter showed the Giants, they started off 13-3, I believe, that season. And then on the OG Candlestick scoreboard, you can see it in the background, Giants win.
It's the best.
Giants win. Giants win. And you're just thinking, huh, maybe there's something there with this team.
Was it the Marlboro Lights or Budweiser sign at Candlestick?
I think it was Marlboro Lights.
Such a vintage one.
But I got 97 vibes with this team.
I feel you on that. And that year that they made those trades at the deadline, it really felt like, oh, we're all in for the next however many years.
And they had one of the greatest stretches of Giants baseball in the city's history.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so I just look at how active they were. And it's not a like for like, but you had Bonds on that team. So that's always going to throw everything out the window. But that year, in terms of just piecing it together, it was such a fun year, and it felt like the city rallied around the team at a great time.
They also made the shrewd trade of getting JT Snow from the Angels.
Alan Watson for JT Snow.
What a deal that was. Yeah. JT Snow comes in, he hits 28 home runs and 104 RBIs. So it'll give me this Brendan Belt stuff, not to slander Brendan Belt, but JT Snow is my first baseman.
Well, I love JT
Snow. All right?
Snow.
That's my guy. It's my guy.
My boy Will. Will Groves out there somewhere. He was a bat boy back in the day for the Giants at Candlestick. We used to call him Batman because he was the only, seventh or eighth grader with literally a man-sized beard out there looking like one of the players back in the day. That team holds a special place in my heart.
97. The 97 Giants. I'm getting that vibe right there, Oshaski. I'm getting it because we did not expect anything from that team. Not a damn thing. We expect nothing.
I think one of the great plays in JT Snow's career was when Jason Schmidt threw like 150 pitches in Wrigley, and he made a diving over-the-shoulder catch in foul territory over where the old bullpens used to be in the field of play, on the inside of the, now everything's, off the field.
You know what, though? But I'm starting to get jacked up about this team. I think this team could be really, really good.
Look at us.
No, I swear to God.
Look at us.
I swear to God. I'm excited to see what happens on the field. And there's going to be some ups and downs, but I think the Giants will be in a position. They will be in a position to make moves at the deadline to bolster this roster. Because you know what? I think Farhan's starting to get it with this market. This ain't no small market team. We operate like the big dogs, like the Yankees, like the Red Sox, like the Dodgers. That's how we roll out here in San Francisco with the Giants. If there's a move to be made at the deadline to bolster this team for a postseason run, you make the move. I think the Giants have options to make moves like that. If Luciano doesn't pan out, do you know what? I got no problem flipping him for a bat. Well, I'm trying to win now.
I know this is going to sound crazy. Why do I feel like Matos is going to hit the ground running this year and get an opportunity and turn into a stud?
I like Matos, man. I'm telling you. Remember they brought him up and they branded him second? They branded him second right away. We'll put him back in the two-hole. Let me go Jung-Hoo Lee. Let me go Matos. Let me go Soler Chapman. Let's go, Giants. It's opening day. I feel good about this team. I really do. Now, I heard that, Shasky. I heard that. You don't know how to whisper, buddy.
I'm your host, Bonte Hill, on pre and post.
No. This is Radio Bonte speaking. I feel good about the Giants. Baseball's back. We also have Draymond Green sound from his live podcast on Bleacher Report. That's all coming up. No, John Taylor, we had to punt him. John Taylor, I told Lovett, he may call. John Taylor may call, but the word I got is, we haven't heard anything from John Taylor, so he may not be coming on the show. But if he calls, he calls, and we'll take John Taylor, one of my favorite 49ers ever. That's all coming up, brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Stores.
Shohei's not going to jail.
Now, back to the Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky.
Shohei with the same PR firm as Harvey Weinstein, and who else was it? Was it Martha Stewart? Who are the names on that list? Yeah, it's not good. Not good. Not good for Shohei Ohtani, but that's the Dodgers' problem. Giants, let's go down there and set the tone today at Petco Park. That's what I'm looking forward to. Picking up baby Chaz at 12:45. We're rushing to the house. We're 10 minutes away from the crib from her preschool. And then we're going to watch some Giants. I'm going to let her watch Coco and everything like that. It's going to be a lot. Sorry, Anna. I know you're listening. But she's going to need a lot of popcorn today, a lot of junk food, because we got Giants on the tube. We got March Madness. It is Giants baseball. We will get to some Draymond Green sound. He spoke this morning on Bleacher Report Live, and we'll hear from him. But damn, I am. God, my juice is flowing, man. I've got the 97 lineup up right now, Shasky.
Give it to me.
Rick Wilkins, a catcher. JT Snow, first base.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Kent, second base, 29 home runs, 121 RBI.
29 home runs from second base.
Jose Vizcaino.
Jose Vizcaino. You know how you spell that? With 37 E's.
Yeah, I know. I've heard this.
I've told that joke for the last 30 years.
Every Giant fan has told that joke. little Billy Miller at third base.
Bill Miller.
I remember JT the Brick on his late night show. Come on, Giants. You really going to trot out little Billy Miller?
Hey, he won a batting title with the Boston Red Sox.
Won a World Series, right?
Yeah.
I love Bill Miller.
They had a good run at third baseman there for a minute.
They did.
David Bell, Bill Miller. Yep. They did a good job there.
Yep,
keep going.
No doubt. Barry Bonds, of course.
Yeah.
All he did in 97 was steal 37 bases.
Was it Marvin?
Hold on. Let me get these numbers out.
Give me Bonds' 97 year.
It's 97 years. It's ho-hum. 291 batting average, OPS over 1,000, 40 jacks,
yeah.
101 RBIs, got walked 145 times, yeah. Stole 37 bases.
That was when he was skinny.
just a ho-hum Barry Bonds season. And then we got Daryl Hamilton, center field, batted 270. Number seven, maybe number five. I don't have the numbers up here. Glenn Adelhill, hit.
War number one.
Brian Johnson, also backup catcher, 11 home runs.
Stanford.
Remember Mark Lewis? Mark Lewis hit 10 home runs that year.
I do.
Mark Lewis, David Berryhill, Damon Berryhill.
Wow. Marvin Bernard. I knew Marvin Bernard.
Richie Aurelia.
Yeah.
Marcus Jensen, Dante Powell, Jacob Cruz.
Dante Powell.
Doug Mirabelli.
He played
eight games that year.
The Boston Red Sox.
And did you get the starters, Sean Estes.
Oh, yeah, Estes, 55.
19-5.
Yeah.
Kirk Reeder, 13-6.
Oh, yeah, Kirk Reeder was awesome, 46.
Mark Gardner, 4.29 ERA.
Position.
William Van Landingham.
Oh, William Van Launching Pad.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
What a guy.
I almost said that.
He had great hair.
I don't want to disrespect him. Wilson Alvarez, who they traded
Wilson
for at
Alvarez,
the deadline.
Wilson Alvarez, the lefty,
yep. Remember they traded for him.
Yep.
Danny Darwin. He was in that trade with the White
Darwinism.
Sox. Darwinism. Yep. Julio Tavares was coming out that bullpen.
Scarface.
Doug Henry, Jim Poole, who you mentioned. Rod Beck, Keith Foulke.
Remember he got number 29. Remember he got his, as well.
You know where his first ever start was?
Huh.
I think it was at the Kingdome against the Seattle Mariners.
Really?
Or it could have been a second start. Maybe not as bad. I remember he got a start.
He just told it to me like it was the word of God.
Yeah, no.
Come on, King.
All right. Here we go. I'm going to look at this game log. I got to look at this game log because I remember
this. He was an A too, right?
He was around the block for a minute.
He
was a closer. He became a really good closer. All right, here you go. 97. Yep, he pitched at Seattle, but it wasn't his first start. But he pitched at Seattle. I'll never forget this game with the extra innings in the Kingdom. He lasted 5 innings, gave up 9 hits, and gave up 5 runs.
So
he gave up 3 home runs in that game. I think Griffey hit a bomb in that game. That's all I remember. It's like, Keith Foulke, get him out of the game.
He was an all-star with the A's. So
he was.
See, I told you.
At 191 saves.
When you go back to those Mariner teams, I swear we could name the entire infield.
Yeah. By the way, Keith Foulke won a World Series with the Boston Red Sox.
I just said that. Right
oh, you there. Did? I was pulling a Shasky.
You were, but it's okay.
I was deep in the sauce right here. I'm looking at John Johnstone, Terry Mulholland.
John Johnstone!
Roberto Hernandez.
Oh, Roberto Hernandez, he's still going to hit somebody.
Pat Rapp coming over from the Marlins.
R-A-A-P.
Yep, R-A-A-P.
Oh, I thought it was R-A-A-P.
Yeah, I got R-A-P-P on this one. Baseball reference.
And then I'm wrong.
Doug Creek, Corey Bailey. Yeah, Richard.
Steve Decker wasn't still part of that team?
I don't see Steve Decker on this roster. Don't see him on the roster.
Nope. Scarsoni?
97 Giants.
Oh, wow.
90 and 72.
If I were to say super utility Giants from back in the day, let's do word association.
Super
I'm gonna start
utility?
Yeah, super. Like if I say like Mike Bellinger.
I go Mike Benjamin.
Mike Benjamin. Wow.
I remember him. Remember he had the 14 hits in 3 games at Wrigley Field?
Kelby
it was like
Tomlinson.
A record. Oh, Specs a little later. Yeah, no doubt. Specs was solid. What about Dave Martinez?
Dave Martinez. I love Dave Martinez.
Now a manager with the Nationals.
Absolutely. I'm going to probably have to go Tiny Mike Felder.
I do love Tiny
Or Kevin
Mike
Bass.
Felder. Kevin Bass, outfielder. Reggie Sanders, Ellis Burks.
Oh, come on. Some of my favorites. I love this game. Do you guys know what game we're playing?
Yeah, we're just naming
random
Giants.
Reminiscing about great Giants. This is what guys do.
Yeah.
guys. We're just opening day. We go down the rabbit hole. So here, let's go. Hey, Brad Hennessy, Kevin Correa, right. Brian Hickerson.
I love Brian Hickerson.
Oh,
Brian
Hickerson
is one of my favorite number three starters of all time.
There's just the meme out there where like girls are talking. It's just like guys can literally just meet each other and name random players and become best friends.
Yes.
That's what
I tell my wife. I go, hon, your friend's husband doesn't like sports. Yeah. It's really hard for me to connect. You just don't like him. No, he doesn't like sports.
Or when they try to talk sports with you, and you can see they're struggling to do it. I was like, we don't have to do this.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you don't have to.
Anna sometimes look at these guys trying to talk to me. Anna looks at these guys trying to talk to me, and she'd be like, they have no idea what they're getting into.
Yeah, they have no clue.
And Anna told me, she goes, I thought I dated dudes who love sports and were like sports fanatics. She goes,
then I married.
Then I met you. Then I met you. And it's like, oh, these guys don't know anything.
Anna, we're watching League Pass. Orlando's playing the Hawks.
The worst is, you know you're a fiend. You know you're a fiend for sports when you're watching on your phone.
Oh, don't start.
And Anna's in bed. And she doesn't even know that I could screen. You can screen share on the TV. And I'm like, I'm just going to screen share this random game. She's like, what are you watching? I don't know. It's something on. But random Giants, man. Random
what happened Giants. To Joey Bart? Has anything happened to Joey Bart?
Is he on the opening day roster?
He's on the opening day roster.
Is he? Good for him.
You should check out that piece of paper I just gave you.
Yeah, I was just looking for it.
Well, I mean, you know, honestly, Sam, quite honestly, I don't need no script.
He said after asking what's going on with Joey Bart.
No, he's on the roster. He's on the roster.
So we're keeping three catchers.
Tom Murphy, Joey Bart, Patrick Bailey. And you know what? I wouldn't give up hope on the Bart train. I wouldn't give up hope. Did he have a good spring? He had a good spring, right?
It might be late to your destination, but it might get there.
Hey, when is Bart ever on time? Oh, at 5 in the morning.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Taking me to the morning roast. They were on time.
Bring back the Bart Chronicles. Come on.
I felt like somebody was trying to pull a jack move on me, man. I had to... Either I get security and pay for it, or just drive
my ass.
Okay,
you have one random reliever... with your life on the line. It can't be a good one. It's got to be a random
one. From the Giants?
One. Yes. From back in the day.
Was it Steve Ayer? Who's my guy?
Scott Ayer.
Number 47 or 49.
Was he a lefty?
Lefty. Yes, he was a lefty. Wore a black
glove. Scott Ayer.
Yeah.
Him or Mike Jackson? Mike Jackson
was a great setup, man. But I agree with you.
Right,
he is obscure. It's obscure enough.
Okay, all right.
Mike Jackson used to look at second base as he was throwing.
Dude, he was dominant in the eighth inning.
I'm going to go
dominant.
Big Daddy Rick Russell.
Oh, that's old school.
No love for Tyler Walker.
Oh my God.
Hey, there's
University High School.
Yes, and Cal.
Hey, Cal.
I think Cal, number 45.
I remember he was always sweaty on the mound.
Always sweaty.
Well, I remember the home run A-Rod hit off him in the ninth inning.
That's right.
For the Yankees. We couldn't find a home run for many, many years.
Yeah.
He hit it.
We couldn't find the
home run. To center field. I swear to God, it was a bomb. It was in the ninth. Tyler Walker was like, I love you. You went to University High School. You're a Red Devil. But damn, Alex Rodriguez, that ball got hit so hard to dead center. I don't think I've ever seen a ball land that far in center field at Oracle Park. I swear to God, I was like, damn. I actually stood up and gave A-Rod a single ovation. I was like, wow. It was on the Fox Saturday afternoon.
I remember that game. They had like an 8-game losing streak whenever they ended that day. It was like a 15-inning game.
Right, dude. It's like A-Rod smiled. He saw it coming. He was just hovering around home plate, and Tyler Walker was sweating. I'm like, dude. Just walk them.
There are certain Giants in your head. You say their name and you instantly go back to the moment of their failure that you will never forget. Like if I go right now, Cody Ransom.
Oh my gosh.
What are you thinking? Cody
Ransom. I'm just thinking a utility guy who really couldn't crack the starting lineup.
He booted the ball against the Dodgers in the final weekend of the year.
Matt Hergis? Matt Hergis.
Oh my God. Number 41.
Remember the Hergis Hermanson closer duo?
Dustin Hermanson.
Oh my God.
He had incredible facial hair.
We had two closers that we basically platooned closers, and everyone was like, yeah, this is cool.
Wasn't he good with the White Sox though?
Hermanson?
Yeah, wasn't he decent?
Brett Tomko was really good.
I liked Brett Tomko.
Tomko dealt in that game. He went 8 innings in that game. 8 innings on that Saturday afternoon at Dodger Stadium.
He always threw hard. And he was also the video game guy when you did a fantasy draft in video games. You'd get him like, I'll use him as my 4 starter. He throws 95.
No doubt he does.
Brett Tomko. I think of him as a red, though.
Dude, I do. I know a lot of people do. Here's some, Luis Matos was sent to AAA. He will be back soon. Trust me on that one.
I hope people are having fun with this as we go down the Giants rabbit hole.
By the way,
just feel good.
Pablo Sandoval has been released. Now, we got some calls here. I'm going to get to Laura Pleasanton. And Willa Marin in just a second as we are talking Giants. 415, random Giants, Shea Hillebrand.
Shea Hillebrand, traded for at the deadline with the Toronto Blue Jays. Yep. It was him and Ryan Garko in back-to-back years.
Garko.
And everyone was like, Sabian can't do it.
Sabian's done. He lost his fastball.
Ground ball Garko.
Sidney Ponson.
Ground ball Sidney Ponson.
Sir Sidney. Blue game two against the Florida Marlins.
That was same year's Damon Moss, too. They traded him.
Damon Moss.
They got him from Atlanta for Russ Ortiz, and Russ Ortiz went out and dropped a 20-win season.
Well, we never saw Damon Moss again. After he went to Wrigley Field, and Felipe Alou pulled him in the fifth inning, gave him like a 3-run jack. And Felipe, I was like, I don't think we'll be seeing this guy anytime soon. I don't think we ever heard from David Moss after that.
I think, I think David Aardsma from Rice was traded for Shea Hillebrand. How sick I am.
No, David Aardsma. I remember David Aardsma. Oh, with the two A's at his last name.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll never forget it.
I got to look it up now.
He's at the top of the list in all time MLB players, like alphabetically. He unseated Hank Aaron.
No way.
The number one, That's amazing.
I just remember the two A's. It's like David Aardsma.
Who's this guy?
That is that.
Who was the guy from Santa Cruz that they signed to play third base a couple years back?
Oh, Casey McGee.
Oh, my God.
Casey McGee.
What? He was the comeback player of the year before with the Marlins.
Hold on. I got to go down John Wilson's rabbit hole. John Wilson used to work in ABC Sports Bay Area and another radio station. He's the guy who told me, Bonte, you really think you're going to make it in this market? You're going to have to go to Fresno or something. I said, damn it, I can roll with the big dogs. I ain't going anywhere. But I love you, John Wilson. But when they signed Casey McGee, we argued. I said, this is who we replaced Pablo with? He goes, he's got a better OPS than Pablo Sandoval.
He was DFA'd within months.
Dude, he couldn't hit anything out the infield.
Okay.
Casey McGee. What's up?
Oh, the Giants dropped their opening day lineup. You guys are
Let me close the Hillebrand file.
Can you go Pennant Fever?
Yeah, but give me a second. Let me close the Shea Hillebrand. He was designated for assignment, and then 2 days later, this is from the Toronto Blue Jays, because Lyle Overbay was taking his job. Some of these names.
I do remember Lyle Overbay.
The Giants traded Vinny Chulk and Jeremy Accardo. David Aardsma.
Jamie Ricardo.
I knew it was an A.
Jeremy Accardo.
Listen to this.
Solid closer.
I mean,
oh my gosh.
By the way, I just say Lyle Overbay, does that not spark your mind?
It sparks 90s baseball, man. I love this stuff. We'll have a lot of fun with this during baseball season. Laura will hang on tight. We're going to get you right at the reveal of the lineup. Laura wants to talk Ludi and Draymond. We'll get to her. We'll get to Willa Marin, who wants to talk about Giants utility players. So hang tight as we go through. Give me that Pennant Fever music. Let's go. Give it to me. Give me that lineup, Lopman.
You guys ready? Leading off for the Giants in center field. It's Jung-Hoo Lee.
I've decided.
Let's go! 51! The best 51 since Noah Lowry?
Oh, gosh.
Randy Johnson. Yeah, well, no, it's good to Lowry.
Noah Lowry was a good Giant.
He was a great Giant.
Ladies,
he wasn't
the high school girls love Noah Lowry.
Why you got to go to the high school girls?
Because when I was in high school.
How about to just say the girls?
The girls loved him. They did.
You got me thinking about Kevin Barlow when you say that stuff.
Don't do that.
All right, number two's
got
a second. Stop,
Clark.
Dude. Why,
stop you, it. He was dating
the high school girls
alone. He was
the high school girls love everybody. All right, they're growing up. They're you know they're going through that time. That baby Chaz is going to go through. All right, anyway, number two's batting second.
Oh my God,
batting second at DH. It's Jorge Soler.
Let's go.
Oh, they got a batting second.
I like that.
Wow. Batting third at first base, Lamont Wade Jr.
Wow. Lamont Wade, wow.
Well, they're going against the righty.
It's a righty. Right. He's hitting .333 against Yu Darvish in his career, whereas Wilmer Flores isn't as good.
Who is he, 3 for 9?
And like 14 at-bats.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Well, keep cooking, love. Keep going.
Anyway, batting cleanup at third base, it's Matt Chapman.
Oh, batting cleanup, okay.
Cleanup.
Batting fifth in right field, Mike Yastrzemski.
Wow, that's high for him. Mm-hmm. All right, who's
batting sixth at second base, Tyro Estrada.
Where's Conforto?
Batting seventh in left field, Michael Conforto.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I'd flip-flop him in yes, but keep going.
Batting eighth, and in the squat, it's Patrick Bailey. And batting ninth, that's short. That was not a good squat. Batting ninth, that was a two. In the squat. Is that a little bit better?
Yeah, it's better. You got to get more enthusiastic. Yeah. A squat.
And then batting ninth, that's shortstop. It's Nick Ahmed.
See, all right, this ain't going to be the lineup every single day, but what I envision, and I hope it comes to fruition, is that Jung-Hoo Lee, that's first, lead off. You get Luis Matos batting second, his speed, his athleticism, I need that second. Then you get Soler in that third spot and clean up. Then you get Matt Chapman, or you can flip-flop, and you can get the lineup deeper, go Lamont Wade Jr. or Wilmer Flores third. And then you get Soler, Chapman, and Conforto. Yaz batting fifth is too high in the lineup.
So can you do me a favor? Could someone pick up in 2010, the year it came out of nowhere of them winning it all, and they won the West that year. Can you give me the opening day lineup and how different it was? I'm sure it had Renteria in there. I'm sure Pablo was in there. Who would be at second base to start
2010?
Was it DeRosa to start the year at second base?
2010.
First base, was it Aubrey Huff?
Hold on.
Want me to go through the lineup right now?
Yeah, give me the 2010 opening day.
They beat the Astros 5-2 in Houston. 5-2 in Houston. So the opening day lineup, Aaron Rowan in center. Edgar Renteria went 2-3.
He lost his job to Andres Torres.
Yes, he did. 2-3, Edgar Renteria. Pablo Sandoval, third base. Aubrey Huff batted cleanup.
Yep.
Mark DeRosa batting fifth.
See, and he had broke his wrist. He was out for the year.
Actually hit a home run that game.
Yeah.
Benji Molina batting sixth.
Benji Molina before Posey became,
In the squat.
John Bowker.
John Bowker!
Batting seventh in right field.
John,
I think he was leading the team in home runs at the All-Star break that year.
Wow. Wada Ribe.
John Bowker, my dad used to call him the extreme pop-up guy.
Yeah, he was the extreme pop-up guy.
He was.
John Bowker. Gosh, yeah. Hey,
who was after Bowker?
Right, I almost cursed right there about Bowker. second base, Wada Ribe.
Wada Ribe, who took the shortstop job for quite a long time, then moved to third.
And Tim Lincecum could set the tone.
Yeah.
Seven innings, gave up four hits, seven strikeouts, gave up no runs, and the Giants beat Roy Oswalt in that season opener.
Roy Oswalt, who would then go to the Phillies that year.
Yep, Ryan Wilson got the save. Brendan Meadows tried to blow the game. Brian Wilson got the save there.
So, but my point that I'm going at is, think of how different that 2010 team was by the time they got to the playoffs. You acquired Freddie Sanchez.
Yep.
You acquired Pat Burrell. You brought up Buster Posey. Things are going to happen.
Yep.
So even though it's day one, things are going to happen.
Things will happen.
And it's going to look a lot different.
Think about it. Connor Joe was starting opening day in 2018. All right.
I'm a little surprised he's still in the bigs. I'm not going to lie. He had a nice little run.
Yeah, not bad. He's still with Colorado, right?
I can't get over John Bowker and left.
John Bowker.
He had some sort of
power. I was a Freddie Lewis guy. I liked Freddie Lewis, and I was disappointed it didn't work out.
All right. Ooh, I like this from the 707. Before we get to Will and then Laura, we're going to get to you right now. But first, 707 Comcast Business Text Line. I listen to sports shows in my car. I work it at home all day, every day, and I'm a female. I can thank my dad and brothers for that. Can you guys start a dating show to match sports-minded couples together?
Oh. That sounds like a segment.
Oh.
I think we should do this.
Listen,
Love is Blind?
Hey, can you dump that, Spadoni? I don't want anybody to steal this idea. This sounds like a billion-dollar operation. Sports dating couples? Sports show with dating couples?
I kind of like it.
707. Let's save that number. Let's work on something. We could all become billionaires around here. Dump this segment. Don't let anybody listen to this anymore. We got our ticket out of sports radio, Shasky.
Don't swipe right. Hit the like. Subscribe. Ding the bell.
That's a four.
Come on.
I got to give you that one. That was pretty good, man. That was pretty good. Will and Moran, what's happening?
Tell Andy Cohen he'll turn it into a Brock. Wait, one second, Will and Moran. One second. You want to make this a $1 billion deal? You tell Andy Cohen at Bravo, and I'm telling you, we will find a way to mint that into money. Go, Will.
Oh, man.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, so I just going down the rabbit hole. I'm surprised you guys didn't mention Benito Santiago because he was awesome.
He was sick.
My favorite pinch hitter. I know he doesn't get a lot of credit, but he was awesome in 2002. Sean Dunston was amazing.
Oh, show on.
And then another guy who I always thought was going to pan out, and when he went to Philly, I thought we let go of a gem. But I used to love Pedro Feliz.
Oh yeah,
Pete Happy,
now,
bro.
Talking about the new Giants. I would not be surprised if Jordan Hicks turns in to the new Kevin Gausman because, wow. I mean, the way that he's been looking, I know that you said earlier that, hey, you know, we want to see something out of him. Like, I get that he was playing a split squad team against the A's, but no-hit baseball at any professional level is really good. The guy racked up 10 Ks in 72 pitches, and that slider fastball combination at 97 cruising, he's going to be a stud. So I would not be surprised. The Giants are going to have a tough, tough, tough decision to make, and one of them is going to have to be in the bullpen, but I don't think that there might not be a home for Cobb or something when he comes back, because I just think that Hicks is amazing. Like, you don't pay a guy $42 million because you think he's cool and you like his attitude. I just think the guy's going to be a stud, and I think we got a gem. And I think this Giants team is going to be special. It reminds me of a 2010 squad. They're getting back to a deep rotation with solid defense. We're talking World Series.
Hey, Will, you're cooking.
I just think we're getting back to Giants baseball.
Will, you got me fired up right now.
I think I have.
I am extremely fired up about this team. Nephi Perez is a name.
Nephi Perez?
Kyle Kaspis is text like Kurt Manwaring. Of course, okay. That's too obvious to me. Damon Minor, first baseman.
Damon Minor. I mean, you say Damon Minor, right. You know what I think of? What? Desi Wilson.
Desi Wilson.
I mean, and then I
love Sean Dustin. Sean Dustin calls good.
I mean, yeah. There's so many.
There's so many cases.
Okay. I have the name of our dating show for our sports dating show.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Brendan Fahey.
He must be high.
Getting to second base.
Well, see, I like that. I like that.
Is
getting
that
second
cute?
Base, but getting to second base is a losing proposition.
It's not good enough.
How about scoring a run?
Rounding third and going home?
that's it's got to be something with home plate. Is it stealing home?
You play to win the game?
Herm is going to be the host?
I do like that. Get into second base.
It's not bad, though. I mean, that's not bad.
My boy Lovin spent the year getting to second base, man, and look how miserable he is right now.
Rounding second
I had to do that, Lovin. Yeah. I had to do that, yeah. Lovin. Lovin's my guy. I had to get him
stealing
back.
Home? Today.
Stealing home. It's got to be something else.
Pass ball.
Run down. I don't know.
Home is where the heart is.
Oh, now that is good.
Oh,
now
that's a winner. Where, Spadoni, this is why I hate you and love you at the same time.
I was going to go back to the Laker.
I know. This is why I can't quit you. I can't quit you, Spadoni. I need you in my life for the rest of my life. Come on, man. Home is where the heart is. We got a winner. Ding, 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 ding. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
I'm optimistic about that.
We got 13 minutes left in the show.
The first segment's called First Pitch. For
opener,
this dating
the
show.
Opener?
The
is
opener?
It the opener?
I like that.
And then when you get to
that's probably too good. That's not good.
Pause.
Omit that.
Pause.
Hit the dumb button.
Mason Cameron, hashtag pause. Listen, don't talk about that. We don't talk about that.
Don't talk about that.
Yeah, we don't talk about that. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, I was going to say the middle innings or the middle part of the show could be platooning.
Oh, I like that.
We're platooning.
Playing the numbers.
We're playing the numbers game.
Playing the numbers.
3 out of 10, you're batting 300. If you get 3 phone numbers from a girl, or if a girl gets a phone number from a guy, 3 numbers, boom.
I'm now imagining like the best man and the was it maid of honor speech. You know, when I heard them on 95.7 The Game, I knew they were a match made in heaven.
Dude, I do wonder, Laura in Pleasanton, I don't want to ask her this, but you know, I always joke and say, when you're a single guy, you get 3 numbers out of 10, you're batting 300. Now, women, they're probably batting in the 7s and 8s, right? They got to be 8 out of 10. Who's not giving them a number?
Well, they're denying.
If they are 7 or 8s.
No, there's a lot of denying going on.
There's a lot of 4s who are getting numbers out there. All right, let's go to Laura Pleasanton, I believe is a 10. Laura, what's happening?
Don't talk about that.
Laura wants to talk about Looney and Draymond because we got 10 minutes to the show.
Full court press.
Yeah, we're going full. My God. I don't feel comfortable bringing Laura. Laura, are you sure you want to come on? Get Laura in Pleasanton on here, please. Laura, I'm sorry you had to hear all that nonsense. Laura, what you got? Good morning to you.
Good morning. This is the first time I've ever called you guys, and God, you make me laugh.
I appreciate that.
You're my morning excitement, I'll tell you.
Oh, wow. That just made my day.
I have to call you today because two things. I think that the Warriors are not looking at Kevon Looney enough. You guys remember all the playoffs, all the stuff. This guy creates scoring opportunities. He just does it every time. He's a great rebounder, and I don't know why they're not putting him in as much. The last two games, they put him in. Guess what? We win. Mix him up with Trace Jackson Davis. Fine. You've got to train the new guy for the future, but they're missing a key thing here. That's what I think.
That's a good take. Yep.
Yeah, they're not, you know, I see all those coaches sitting behind Kerr. It's like, does anybody see this pitcher here?
Laura, you know what? You're right. And I said this a couple of weeks ago. Just because Looney's racking up DNPs does not mean he's done for the season. They're going to need Looney at some point during this run if they want to make it to the playoffs. You're going to need 5 to 10 to 15 minutes to get some of these bigger athletes in the league. So you're spot on with that, yeah. Laura. I agree with you.
Honey, they need him right now. They need him now.
Right
through the playoffs.
There you go.
Right through the run. Secondly, you don't look at the big picture, this thing with Draymond. Here's the big picture in businesses and organizations. It's not Curry's responsibility to manage Draymond. It's senior management. And this, through this whole thing, all year, I've listened to you guys every day. Senior management and the Warriors need to get a set of cojones, right? They need to manage this guy, and they poorly managed him. When you have a business that's making millions of dollars and you have an employee that's disrupting the organization, you have to put that employee on notice, right? You need to write them up. You need to have performance reviews. This behavior is causing the organization to falter, right? I'm sorry. I like Draymond. I know he's effective.
Yeah.
But he's ruining this organization, and it's the senior management's job in a business. This is a business.
Laura.
No,
Laura,
it's well
call.
Stated.
Yeah.
I guess my question to you, B, would be like, when she says that senior management – the coach doesn't operate with full autonomy.
Right.
These things are like decisions made by a collection of people. So she means the GM, the owner, and the coach, correct?
And you know what? When she speaks business, I'm guessing she's saying upper management, but when she speaks of business, she was having this conversation the other day.
What's that?
Or actually last night with a friend of mine. When you think about all these things that are happening with Draymond Green, when does this start to affect the bottom line? When do fans, because we get a lot of fans who call, and there hasn't been one fan today who's like, they're kind of tired of everything that's happened. And they love Draymond Green. I think a lot of Warrior fans love Draymond Green. And 10 years from now, we'll remember the good times and the championships. But baked into it, it's like, damn, what could have been? You know, there's all the other stuff, right? When does it affect the bottom line where fans just say, you know what, I'm not going to pay for this product. I'm not going to watch. Because that's what fans do. They will stop watching because of a guy. Now, if you start winning and you start winning big, everybody will be back and saying, hey, day, and all that stuff. But from a business standpoint, you know more than me, will it start to affect the bottom line as the team gets a little older, as they try to bring up the youngsters up to speed? They're battling for 10th. What if the Warriors are 12th, 13th, and they start missing the playoffs, and you still got this going on here? What does this affect the bottom line? Now, you hope it doesn't. I don't think it will. But those thoughts do kind of run through my mind.
The majority,
like, I'm offering you a season ticket package, and I'm selling Draymond Green. How's that going to fly with some fans?
Well, some won't care, some will care, right? And also, you're not winning with him currently at a high enough clip to overlook things. So, like, I think most businesses, again, business isn't a direct correlation to sports. It's very unique. But most of them will be like, if you're so good at sales and you're killing it and you're kind of off on your own thing and you're not that disruptive to the overall collective, I will overlook all the negative. But once your numbers and your sales start to dip, well, that's when you're gone. Yeah. Then the other way of viewing it is, oh, you're great at what you do, but you're profitable, but the negative impact you have on these three or four other people around you is bringing them down. And you know what? Now you're costing me across the board, even though you're profitable. And so I look at it as the totality is not worth the squeeze.
Right. All right. Here's Draymond Green on his podcast earlier today. It was on Bleach Report Live. We'll get these out. I'm sure Steiny and Guru will run with this as well. Here's Draymond Green. Draymond Green on if he is misunderstood.
Am I misunderstood? Absolutely. But so is just about every other guy in the NBA. I don't take that as, man, they're picking on me and I'm misunderstood or anything like that. We're all misunderstood simply because our lives are on display in a very small way. But in people's face, you see it all the time. So in your mind, it's just like that's our life and that's what's on display to you. But the reality is it's not. And it's in basketball, it's not it, the only thing in any of our lives. So the reality is we're all misunderstood.
That's Draymond Green on being misunderstood. Yeah, and then here's Draymond Green on if he deserved to be ejected.
Just can't happen. I said what I said. I deserved to get kicked out at that point. And what I said, if I'm all the way honest with y'all, I kind of was trying to turn my body and angle and go to the bench. And I said what I said like a little too soon before angling my body to the bench. But yeah, it just can't happen. And like we need to win games. So not going to overreact like, oh, man, like stuff is never as good as it seems. It's never as bad as it seems. Like I know where I am. I understand what I'm doing moving forward. And in my position, just make sure that that's the exception and not the rule. And so moving on, like I said, shout out to my brothers for holding me down and getting that win. Need to go get a couple more wins.
the talking and anything he says, I'm not going to slice it apart, and I'm sure many will. And it's when you put it out there, it's going to be sliced up. Your actions speak louder than your words at this point. And it's the boy who cried wolf. You know, you say, "Oh, I just can't do it. I just can't." How many times? Forget last year. Forget the year before. How many times this year have we heard him utter something similar, and then somehow, some way, we get back to this point again?
Yeah.
And it's just over and over.
Well, there's going to be some fans in 415. He's one of those fans, Comcast Business Text Line. And there's a lot of people who think like this. I've noticed that when Draymond and I, Coach, came on the postgame show and said, "He's surprised you're talking to me." I noticed there's a lot of Draymond reaches, "Yeah, Draymond, yeah. So it's not like everybody doesn't feel like a lot of these calls or what we feel like. You and I I'm exhausted from it. I just want to play basketball. But 405, Draymond is having a career year, is still a top five defender. What are we talking about?
Career year?
Well, it's not good enough right now. It's your 10th place.
You think, honest to God, you think if he sat there and he was being fully transparent, he's proud of this year?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
I couldn't be.
It's not a career year when you get popped twice.
His career year?
It's suspended twice and ejected four times from a game this season, twice in the first quarter. Like, I just want to play basketball. Enough of this stuff.
Curry thinks it's a career year for Draymond?
No. 405, I don't know what he's talking about. And a game is about getting buckets anyway. Like, I know, I understand defense was really good last night. Orlando also bricked a lot of shots. Let's not be confused here.
Doesn't this feel like a Paulie and Goodfellas situation? Here's your money, man. And now I got to turn your back on you.
Yeah.
I mean, I was there a long time ago. I just don't know. Is this the straw that broke the camel's back for others?
Here's the deal. He's under contract, and he's not going anywhere.
Well.
He's time soon, so Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
I guess my final thought is, I'm not sure the boss is going to love our dating game idea. We probably took it a little too far.
Home is where the heart is?
That's good. That's really good.
What
buzzer beater.
What would Draymond, I mean, not Draymond, the boss man.
Not thinking about host.
Draymond.
Draymond, give me the host.
It is a fun game.
It is a fun game.
It's the love connection.
Game. Hey, Steph.
With Draymond Green.
Steph had a cool game about last night on HBO. I binge watched the whole damn thing. It was good. I told Aisha, you need to bring it back.
Is there like a couple, like celebrity couples?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Dude, it was great. Aisha did a hell of a job hosting that show. I told her that. I was like, when's it coming back? My girl and I binge watched
90 Day Fiancé.
Nahegan will only be mad at the dating game.
9-inning Fiancé?
Nahegan will only be mad at the dating game only because he didn't come up with it. And he knows.
Look, we need it for Steiny and Drew.
Keegan.
We have leverage now in our next contracts. We will bump this station and go create this dating game and make $1 million. No, I'm kidding.
Imagine a simulcast with like a couple, like a blind date going to a game, but you have the game going on the right, but you're also like tapped into the mics of the people.
Be great.
I think that'd be fascinating.
I do too.
I think we got something here.
There you go.
I think we got something. Shout out to the 707. Make sure we keep the 707 involved with that. I don't want to run them off. This is idea. I want to be like the guys in the Facebook movie.
Yeah, Love and Basketball.
Yeah, there you go. Love and Basketball.
I'm all over the place.
You don't want to be Andrew Garfield in this situation.
No, that's who his name is. Yeah.
What was it? Summer Fling? Well, I'm trying to name all of like the romantic sports comedies.
Oh, man.
What was the one with Freddie Prinze Jr.?
Here that I can't read.
What was the Omar Epps one?
It was Love and Basketball.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, that was the only one I know.
Yeah, my final thought is...
Above the rim.
I knew today what it was going to be about. My final thought is when I was driving home last night, I was like, damn it. What happened last night in Orlando in the first 3 minutes and 36 seconds is going to overshadow opening day. It's going to overshadow a good win. It's going to overshadow Andrew Wiggins scored 13 of his 23 in the fourth quarter. It's going to overshadow what Eric Armstead said. It's going to overshadow March Madness in the Sweet 16 coming back. I'm just exhausted. I just want to talk basketball. It's not about guys getting ejected left and right, especially one of the core members of this team who said it was the most important season of his career. It stinks. Hopefully we don't have to talk about it ever again the rest of the season. So it is what it is. Go ahead.
Similar to that, Bonte, I would love to just talk about baseball when it comes to the Oakland A's, but I'm having a very difficult time being excited about opening day, and I'm sure a lot of fans that listen to this show, our A's fans, are also feeling the same thing. So I'm thinking of all you guys. If you're going to the game, hey, go to the game. Don't be mad at people for wanting to enjoy the team. Maybe it's their last year. Maybe they have a couple years left. Who knows? Let them enjoy it if they want to enjoy it. If you don't, that's all right, too.
Yeah, sad.
I mean, I guess on that note, it is opening day for the Giants. You know what that means. It's a must-win game today, guys.
You could
gotta start off 1-0. Gotta start off 1-0.
Do it again. I'm going to give you another chance. Do that again.
You didn't believe in that.
Guys, it is must-win today for the San Francisco Giants. I need that 1-0 start. Let's put the Padres down. Is that better?
I'm going to be humble in this one. Hey, you know what? Let's call out our buddy James Kincaid from the Golden State Warriors. Spinotti. He's not a Padres fan. He's talking about he's fired up. Hey, Jimbo.
Fired up, Jimbo.
You fraud. We're coming for you, Jimbo Bimbo. And when I see that chase, I'm going to tell you about yourself. You fraud. When do you start liking the Padres? Come on, Jimbo.
Did you mean to do that? Fired up?
No, he said that on his thing.
That's their thing.
Oh, is that
thing.
I didn't know
he's
that.
Fired up.
That's
he's
genius.
Fired up. It is genius. Jimbo's a smart individual. I love James Kincaid. He's very clever and creative. All right, that's Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go. Shout out to Nicole. You get the fastest internet to all of your devices. Very fun show. Stiney Guru next, right here on 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.